in the meantime, so quite heavy news. Maritzburg College in Pietermaritzburg has suspended most of its prefects, so it's matrix, who have literally been set apart and said, you will be the leaders of this school from the student body. And the reason why is that a report came out that the matrix had urinated in a sand pit and then forced grade 8s to crawl through it, which is really like vulgar and ugly and cruel, honestly, and a bit, I would say, humiliating. And then it became worse because some people started to say, no, but this is a tradition. It's like a ritual. It's an initiation at Maritzburg College. It's been happening for a long time. And I'm not trying to single out Maritzburg College here, because we all know, even if we don't talk about it, in boys' schools and girls' schools, we all know that there are rituals of initiation that are often deeply unpleasant that kids do to each other and have done for decades. Like, you hear about it, my parents did this, my older brother did this, my older sister went through this. And it's weird because no one enjoys receiving it, but it's like a rite of passage that I've never really understood. It's like it happened to me in grade 8, so I'm going to do it to another grade 8 matric, and it's character building or some other weird nonsense like that, like in the justification of trauma. And it just makes me very sad because it's like deja vu. Every single year, new story. Once every 3 months, once every 4 months, new story. And it just makes me think, like, how do we stop this? And I say this as a young person who was recently in university where there was initiation, and recently in school where there was awful rituals, and it just makes me tired. Does it make you guys tired?
Sure, Dan. I think, you know, on the one hand, I do get the idea of, and I don't like the word initiation, and I know we were not allowed to use that word when I was in school, but I do like the idea of, you know, there is a certain tradition and newcomers doing certain activities. There is a sense of bonding in it. I don't necessarily agree with character building, but there is a sense of bonding, like, ooh, we're suffering together, but it needs to be funny. It needs to be, you know, it needs to be tongue-in-cheek.
Not traumatizing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember we had this thing where we had to take a toothbrush, and we were also divided in different groups. So you get to know different people, and then you got a toothbrush, and you had to clean the hall. So it was like very funny. You do it for 5 minutes. Okay, joke's over. Yeah. Go on. But, you know, there's a fine line that shouldn't be crossed. And I almost want to cry when I hear stories like this, because how can anyone think there's any merit in this? And how can anyone think this is funny, or there's any positive thing coming from this? It's not bonding people. It's not, what is the purpose of that? It's just to degrade people. And even in universities, it's still such a big problem, not only in schools. So I remember when I'm still in university, but especially in the men's residences, it's crazy, and it's shocking, and it's scary.
Yeah.
Some of the things that still happen, and it needs to stop. I don't know why it is still a thing. I mean, it should have been stopped years and years ago.
I think what upsets me is like the degradation and the humiliation, you know.
Exactly.
Why is this the premise of this activity?
Absolutely. And I think it's also wrong because there is that power dynamic that exists, you know. If a matriculant is doing that to a grade 8, of course there is that fear, you know you need to do something in order to progress to the next step. But I mean, I just remember I was so lighthearted, or maybe not so much, but the prefect would actually draw a note on the board, you know, like a 10 rand note, and then say, go buy me something from the tuck shop with this note. And that was like really the most that would happen. And so you would have to take money from your pocket money and actually go buy something for them, you know. But it wouldn't get to the stage where you felt like, okay, this is inhumane, you know, where I'm just questioning my existence, you know, am I enough or whatever not. But I'm also just upset as to why the prefects were suspended, because this is something that the school knows about, you know. I feel like the principal, the teachers, whoever, the LO teachers, they should actually be taking accountability, because if this is a ritual that has been happening for years, the school is aware. So it's not a matter of the prefects did this, no one knew about it. Everyone was in on it, you know, the elders of the school. So it shouldn't just be the prefect.
You're completely right. So we're going to be speaking to Natalie Holmes next. She's a psychologist who's got a great amount of experience working with and doing research on the ways that children act. And to be clear, it's not just kids, but we're talking about kids today, because there's something about like 17-year-olds bullying 14-year-olds or humiliating 12-year-olds that's very difficult, that we just have to talk about. And I'm just tired of it happening and not really understanding why it happened. So we're going to speak to Natalie Holmes because she's going to tell us from a psychologist's perspective why humans, but also young humans, tend towards some kind of joy or drive or desire towards being cruel to others in ways that can be ritualized and then glorified. That's on the way.
At 5 team, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. That's got nothing to do with character building. It's only degrading. It's actually disgusting.
And once again, I want to say, like, schools need to be to a degree responsible for this stuff, but also it's like tale as old as time. It's like every school or most schools to varying degrees. And so it feels like a good time to talk about it at the start of a new year with another awful example.
Don't get left behind. Don't just keep up.